President Trump is praising protests in several states aimed at urging governors to reopen the economy despite serious concerns about the coronavirus.
Look, they want to get, they call cabin fever. You've heard the term. They've got cabin fever. They want to get back. They want their life back. Their life was taken away from them.
Well, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is one of the governors weighing whether to extend statewide stay-at-home orders beyond April 30th. And the governor says he will veto a bill lawmakers sent him last week to reopen some businesses classified as non-essential. Joining us now is Pennsylvania State Senator Scott Martin, who is a supporter of the bill. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So, Senator Martin, your governor says this legislation is irresponsible. Health officials are concerned. Opening up the country in this way could set back any progress to containing the coronavirus. Why are you advocating for this legislation now?
Well, I greatly disagree, though I admire his intentions. Pennsylvania has taken some of the most draconian measures in terms of the shutdown. Some people say it's a reopening of the economy bill. It's not. It's to create a level playing field for a lot of our industries who really were shut down that haven't even been shut down in other states.
So what you're asking for is clarity. So there's some uniformity between what businesses are open and what businesses are non-essential.
Absolutely. I still believe there are things that should be shut down that don't serve an essential purpose whatsoever. It's just the clarity aspect has really led to chaos here. And one of the reasons why we're having another, a protest outside as we speak.
Can you tell me what non-essential businesses are we talking about here?
Well, first and foremost, one of the big ones is construction. Online auto sales is another, or even real estate agencies being able to operate virtually. These are the kind of things that we saw what has occurred here that we haven't seen in a lot of other states, including some of the states who have been hit even harder by the coronavirus. Even in my own district, I have one school district that was allowed to continue their high school construction project because they have to be in school by August. And literally within 3 miles away, another school was denied the opportunity to do the same with the same guidelines. What really adds to it even more, we have over 1.3 million people that have filed for unemployment, and our system has been overwhelmed. People still haven't seen checks, and that's kind of added to has really stoked the fires of a lot of our constituents here in PA.
I'd like for you to weigh in on these protests. Some people are not social distancing during these protests. And in another state, someone was seen carrying a swastika. Your response to this outcry from people in this way?
Well, if I see anyone carrying a swastika, that's idiocy, and there's no room for that in our country. I will say with any of the protesters going on, obviously it's the right to protest. I hope that they practice social distancing measures that they put in place that are recommended to them. But it's really, I think, starting to show the real angst of a lot of our folks here.
I want to ask you about something else. So Pennsylvania is the only Northeast state that hasn't extended its time for social distancing past April 30th. Your governor, Wolf, is trying to coordinate reopening efforts with six other Northeast states. Wouldn't it make sense to work together on this?
It would absolutely do it. But what he has yet to do is actually work with anyone in Pennsylvania in terms of the legislature who are representing his constituents in terms of trying to find their way through an unemployment system that seems to not be able to handle this. We're trying to create a task force for analyzing the impact on our healthcare systems. There's a spirit of wanting to cooperate with him, but he has not yet shown that at all with the General Assembly. And we're on the front lines dealing with our constituents from every angle, the medical angle, the financial angle, the unemployment angle. And we'd like to work with him on it.
Scott Martin is a state senator in Pennsylvania. State Senator Martin, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.